Bezras Hashem Yisbarech, today's daf is Tzadi in Maseches Yevamos, is the 891st daf in Shas. We are going to pick up about 10-12 lines from the bottom on Pei Tes Amud Beis and discuss the concept of Hefker Bez and Hefker, which is going to be a response to the issue that came up on yesterday's daf, and that is the issue of the power of Bezdin. Yesh koach lebezdin lakar dovim min haTorah. Yesh koach lederabbanan lakar dovim min haTorah b'shev v'al tase. That makes Peites in Yevamos a very important daf, and that is the idea of the Rabbanan coming along and at times making conditions that uproot even rules that appear in the Torah. There's a lot to say about the power of the Rabbanan to do that, and one of the powers that they have, as our Gemara is going to bring out, is Hefker, Bezen, Hefker. The Gemara then will go on to discuss, in the context of looking at the power of the Rabbanan to be Okert, Adin Doraisa, the case of a young girl, a girl who is under the age of Narus, under Bas Mitzvah, who marries a man, and even though Min HaTorah, that Kiddushin is only Midrabbanan, the idea that the husband, it could be metamet to her as a meis mitzvah, despite the fact that she is a kohen. So that will bring us to the concept of meis mitzvah, and then on to the breadth of Tzadi Amud Aleph. We'll be going back to the idea of yesh koach b'yachachon lakar dover min haTorah in the context of hilchos trumos and maisros, and one who violates the kedusha of truma and the chiyuv of tashlumen. As the Gemara will continue to prove the concept of yesh koach b'yachachon lakar dover min haTorah, then the Gemara will give examples also from kodshim, and that will take us all the way to the top of Tzadi Amud Beis, where the Gemara will discuss a very fascinating and important list of examples where Chazal were Oker Dover Min HaTorah. And it's quite a long list. Then on Tzadi Amud Beis, we're going to have a fascinating case of the Chachamim being Mevatel Kiddushin that took place on the level of Doraisa, before the Gemara goes back to our Mishnah and analyzes the tragic case in which a woman has remarried because she thought her husband was dead, and then it turns out that he's alive. So let's Be'ezer Hashem pick up on the bottom of Pei Tes Amud Beis, about 10 lines up from the bottom. First word on the line is V'tiboel, Katani Mias Yarsha. The Gemara points out that we learned in yesterday's case that if a man marries a Ketana, and when that is a Kedushin Midrabanan, he inherits her. Analyzes the Gemara, V'ahacha Demidarai Savua Yaris Lod. The father Yarshins her. Saf and Shin are, of course, interchangeable. The father inherits her. Midrabanan Yaris Labal, and according to the Kedushay de Rabbanan, is the husband able to do Yerusha, get the Yerusha. So how does that work? The father and his family is entitled to the Yerusha on a level of Daraisa. The husband only on a level of the Rabbanan. How's that going to work? Answers the Gemara, Hefker Bezen Haya Hefker. It works through the concept of Hefker Bezen Hefker. Dom Reb Yitzchak, Minayin Shefker Bezen Haya Hefker. How do we know that Bezen has this power? Shenema, Kol Asher Lo Yavo, Lishloshes Hayom Batzeres, Hasarim Vazkeim, Yacharom Kol Ruchusho, Vuhu Yibadel Me Kahol Hagola. Ezra Sofer warns those people that don't come to Eretz Yisrael, so then their belongings will be taken away from them. More accurately, Ezra warns that those who don't come to the meetings in Eretz Yisrael, of course, Ezra is this beautiful moment in which Klal Yisrael begins, number one, rebuilding Eretz Yisrael for Kedusha Shnia, and begins a beautiful tshuva process. Yesterday in Asar B'Tevis, in the 10-minute Musar, we discussed why the death of Ezra is such a tragic calamity that Chazal felt that the death of Ezra should be commemorated specifically with a fast. The first wide line on Pei Tes Amud Beis, Rabbi Lazar Amar Mehacha. There are two different opinions. Actually, there's a lot to say about that there are two different opinions for the source of Hefker, Bezdin, Hefker. In one sentence, we're going to see that the process of Hefker Bezen Hefker is different in the Pasuk in Ezra than this process in Yoshua. Yisrael. These are the inheritance that were given out when we went into Eretz Yisrael the first time. The Machne Ephraim points out that this Pasuk of Yoshua is the following, that Yoshua took the land that belonged, that was shared, a shared ownership. All of Eretz Yisrael belonged to every Jew, and he took it from one Jew, and he gave it to a particular Jew in Shevet Yehuda, if we're talking about the place of Yehuda, if we're talking about up north in Naphtali. So then he gave the place that a person Yehuda was entitled to someone in Naphtali. So there Hefker Bezen Hefker works by taking from one and giving to another. Here, the Pasuk in Ezra, this first source, Rabbi Yitzchak's source, speaks about taking the Nachla, a person's, not only his Nachla, but his belongings, taking them if he doesn't show up, if he doesn't listen to the commands of Bezen. In English, we would call that eminent domain. And that only tells us that Bezen has the power to remove the belongings of somebody, and it does not have the scope of the power that we see in Yoshua. V'chima inyan Roshim, continues the Gemara Eitzel Avos. What was the description of the Nachlos that Elazar and Yehoshua divided through the Rosh Avos to the Matos? Just like the fathers have the ability to give what they want, and that's what the Roshim, along with Yehoshua, were able to do, to distribute the land. And that is the power of Hefker, Bezen Hefker. So here the Gemara explains the fact that someone on a level of Derabbanan wins out on monetary issues, on a level of Daraisa, in the case of the Ketana, that she's able to get the inheritance, is based on the concept of Hefker, Bezen Hefker. The Gemara points out, though, but not only when it comes to monetary manners, umetamela, that she, the halacha is that the husband would make himself tame for her if she passes away. In other words, even though there's a prohibition, a level of doraisa for a kohen to be metame himself to a person, nevertheless, since he's married midrabanan to this girl, he is metame to her. Now that is an example, points out the Gemara, of where you have Yesh Koach B'Yachachamim Lakar Dover Min HaTorah. Asks the Gemara, V'Achan Midaraisa V'Yim Metamelo Midrabbanan Metamele Baal. Min HaTorah, the father should be metamed to her, and not the Baal. Answers the Gemara, Mishum Dehavilo Meis Mitzvah. She is considered a Meis Mitzvah. Then she's like every other person, that there's a mitzvah for a Kohen to be metame himself to a meis mitzvah. Burr now clarifies what type of meis mitzvah she is. Umi ave meis mitzvah. Two lines on the bottom of the meis on the base. For a tiny thing we learn. Ezeo meis mitzvah. Kol she ain lo kovrim. Kore v'acherim onen osa. Ein zeh meis mitzvah. If a person doesn't have anybody to bury them, but when they make an announcement that that person needs help to be buried, so then in such case that's not called a meis mitzvah. Hachanami kivin de lo yarsi lo Karei v'lo anula. Says the Gemara, the same thing over here. Her original inheritors are no longer interested in her. In other words, her relatives from her father, because lo yarsila. So then you're going to call them, and they're not going to answer. So then, in such a case, the husband treats her as a meis mitzvah, even though the kedushin is only midrabanan. In that brisa, we also learn, continues the Gemara on the top of Tzadi Yom Ya'alef, v'olcheles begino truma, that she is able to eat truma if her husband is a kohen, even though the kedushin is only midrabanan. That would also seem to prove the idea of yesh koach b'yachachom lakadov min haTorah. She's not entitled to this truma. Kedushin is only midrabanan. Nevertheless, she could eat the truma. Retorts the Gemara, b'truma derabanan. We're talking about truma that is only midrabanan. In other words, there isn't kedushas truma min haTorah on that truma. For example, if it's not from Dagon Tirosh V'Yitzar, if it's from or other fruits, it's only Midrabanan. So then in such a case, there's no proof of Yesh Koach B'Yacham Lakadov Min HaTorah on a Din Derabanan. Tashma, another proof that the Rabban have the ability to be Yoker, Din Daraisa. A new concept, a new area of Halacha. Truma, but not the case of the girl whose Kedushin was Midrabanan. Achol Truma Tmeya. Mishalim Chulin. Tahorim. If a person eats Truma Tmeya, in a Zar, that is not supposed to eat Truma, ate Beshogeg, so then he's allowed to pay back with Chulin Tahor. This, Rashi points out, on the top line of our Amud, is based on the Pasuk that when a Yisrael pays back to a Kohen, if he ate Truma illicitly, V'nasan L'Kohen as HaKadosh, and Chazal Darshan, Dovar Roy Liyos Kodesh. That's in Pesachim on Bezim and Alf. There isn't a requirement to pay back actual Truma. Shilem Chulin Tmeim. What happens if he didn't pay back Chulin that's Tar, but Chulin that's Tameh? Now, of course, this doesn't serve the Kohen very well, because the Kohen who tries to be B'Tahara will now not be able to eat that Chulin. So, Simchas Amar B'Shomer Meir B'Shoigig Tashlum of Tashlumin. If he thought that it wasn't Tameh, and it turns out it was Tahar, it was Tameh, he thought it was Tar, and it turns out it was Tameh, so then in such a case, it's a valid Tashlumin. B'mezid ain't Tashlum of Tashlumin. Either case, it's a valid tashlumin. However, he still has to pay back with chulin taharin as well. But we analyzed in regards to this above brisa. B'meizid ain't tashlum of tashlumin. That we learned that b'meizid, everybody agrees it's not a valid tashlumin. We asked, Tavol of bracha. A bracha should come on him. In other words, he didn't do anything wrong. Why? The Yisrael, the Zar, who ate the Truma Tmeya, ate something that anyhow a Kohen won't be able to eat when he is Tameh. Rashi explains, once the halacha is that a regular Kohen is not, whose Torah is not allowed to eat Truma Tmeya, then there is a Xeris HaKosa that says even Truma Tmeya a Kohen cannot eat. This the Achronim asked, Rabbi Akiva Eger on our Amud asked that that's difficult because that's true that when it comes to Kachim you can't eat Kachim Tmeyim, but when it comes to Truma, they pull out a bunch of Marmakomas, Rabbi Akiva Eger and the Aruch Lener, particularly from Chulin Kuf Yugimah Mebeis, that's Mashma, that a Kohen Tameh can eat Truma Tmeya. However, one deals with that question, the Gemara is asking, at the end of the day, what's wrong? He ate something of a Kohen that the Kohen will not be able to eat B'mei Tumaso, and he's paying back something that the Kohen will be able to eat B'Tumaso. Chulin, that's Tameh. Va'omar Rava Va'amri Kedi Chisure Mechser Rav Achitani. Because of this question, Rava said we need to add and re-describe certain words of the Braisa. Achal Truma Tmeya Mishalim Koldu. If he ate Truma Tmeya, so then he could pay anything back, even Chulin that's Tameh, as we had assumed in our question. Achal Truma Tahora, but if he eats Truma Tahora, Mishalim Chulin Tahora, then he pays back Chulin Tahorin. Shilem Chulin Tmeim, if he pay back Chulin Tmeim, Simchas Amar Shomer B'Meir B'Shogeg Tashlum Tashlum, Mezid Ein Tashlum Tashlum. If he pay back B'Mezid Chulin Tmeim, then it's not a valid payment. V'chacham Amar B'Mezid B'Shogeg B'Mezid Tashlum of Tashlumin. The Tashlumin is a Tashlum V'Chozer Mishalim Chulin Tahorin, but he still has to pay back Chulin Tahorin. After we've done this Chesure Mechsera, analyzes our Gemara from our topic. V'ahacha the midaraisa tashlume ma'al yahave. Mina Torah, the tashlumin that was done of chulin tmeim is also a valid tashlumin. Why? Di mikadesh bu kohen isha, because if the kohen would take this chulin tmeim and marry a woman with it, tasala kedushin. Va'amar rabbanan, yet the rabbanan came along, as we learned above, according to Rebbe Meir, explains Rashi, ain tashlum of tashlumin, the tashlumin is not considered a valid tashlumin. Vikasharinan eishes ishlalma. And what will come out, if the Kohen marries a woman with this payment, we say it doesn't belong to him, midrabanan, and the Kedushin is not a valid Kedushin, because midrabanan, the Kedushin is not valid, we are oker the Kedushin d'araisa. So we see that the Chacham have the ability to be oker din d'araisa. Answers the Gemara, Mayin Tashlum of Tashlumin, Dekamer Rabbi Meir, Deboy Lemahader, Shlume Chulin Tahorin. What Rebbe Meir is of the opinion is that there is a chiyuv for him to go back and pay the kain peres chulin torim. However, if in the interim he is mekadesh a woman, then the kedushin would be a valid kedushin and not like we had assumed before. And therefore, there's no proof that that tashlumen, which doesn't work midrabanan, will be oker a kedushin daraisa. Says Gemara, if that's so, so then iachi sumchus hainu rabanan. Sumchus that we said from in the name of Rabbi Meir is no different than the sheet of the rabanan, because the rabanan also say you have to go back and make another tashlumen, and therefore it would seem that according to the rabanan, the kedushin would be valid, but he needs to make a new tashlumen. While according to sumchus in the name of Rabbi Meir, it would not be considered a valid kedushin. And now we're saying even according to sumchus and Rabbi Meir, if that tashlumen of Tameim, Chulin Tameim is done, it's still considered a valid Tashlumen on a level d'oraisa. Amar Ravacha, Brei D'Rav, Ika, Ravacha, the son of Ravika, answered, Kansu Shogeg Otumezit Ika Beinayu. The machlokis between them is whether we make a knas, that if a person did it be Shogeg, that we would cancel them just like they did it Bemezit. Lir Rebbe Meir explains Rashi, 12 lines from the bottom, Bishogeg Tashlum of Tashlumen, Velo by Lishlum Mesu Taharim. According to Rabbi Meir, we didn't make the Xer. Va'as Rabban of the Meimer, Bein Bishog, Bein Mezit, Boy Mehatu Tashlumen, you have to return Tashlumen, but the Tashlumen takes effect on a level of Dirabbanan as well, and therefore the Kedushin would be valid both according to Rabbi Meir and according to Rabbanan, but Rabbi Meir says we make a requirement that he pay back on a level of Mezid, if he paid back Tahar in the place of, Tameh in the place of a Tahar, and therefore if he did it Bishogeg, then the halach is he does not have to pay back according to Rabbi Meir, but according to Rabbanan, you have to pay back Bein Bishogeg, Bein Bemezid. Gemara attempts another proof in regards to Yeshkach, Biacham Dako Dominator, Bishaval Tasme, Toshma, in regards to Kachim, Dam Shinitme. If Dam had become Tame, Vizarku, and then the Kohanim made a mistake, you're only supposed to sprinkle blood that is tar. Bishogeg Hurtza, if it happened Bishogeg, then the Dam is accepted, and another carbon does not have to be brought. Bemezit, but if the Kohen is aware, lo Hurtza. Vahacha d'midoraisa artsuye amartza. Even Minatora, it's a valid carbon. Desanya, as we learned in a brisa, this is a famous brisa that the tzitz is meratze on dam that is tame. Al ma hatzitz meratze. The tzitz as worn by the kohen on his forehead. There is a gzeres hakosav that says that it forgives for an avera that it was done bitame. Al adam v'al bosar v'al chelev shnitmu bein b'shogeg bein b'mezid. Whether it was the shogeg or mezid, that point of course is critical over here. Bein b'ones bein b'ratzon bein b'yachah bein mitzibur. Va'amri Rabbanon lo hurtza, but the Rabbanon came along and said it's not accepted. V'ha'mahader ma'ayil chulin la'azara. So if you bring another carbon, then it should be considered chulin ba'azara. It must mean that the Rabbanon have the ability to be oker din d'oraisa and say no, that even though minator the carbon is valid, we make the carbon not valid if it was bemezid, and therefore the Rabbanon say you're bringing another carbon and it's not chulin ba'azara. What it means that it is not considered hurtza, when we say that the dam, if it was sprinkled, bemezid, it's not considered hurtza, does not mean to bring another carbon, but all it means is that you're allowed to eat the meat only if the dam was tummy and sprinkled with shogeg, but if it was done bemezid, it's not muter b'achila. Avol bailim nischapruba, but the bailim ultimately achieve a kapara. Asks the Gemara, self kamis akra achilas basar. At the end of the day, the Rabbanan are coming along and telling you a carbon that worked because the tzitz was meratza, even though it was sprinkled betame bemezid. At the end of the day, they're coming along and saying, don't eat the basar, uksiv. And the Torah says, you should eat the basar. V'ichlu osam asher kupar behem. Milame chakonim ochlim. Not only is it that simply the kohanim are able to eat, but through the kohanim zachilo bailim mischaprim. The bailim achieve a kapara. Amar lei, and this is one of the most important lines in Shas. Shev v'altase shani. Yesh koach b'yachachom lakadov min ha-Torah.
B'sheval tase, that if the chacham come along and say, sit and don't eat the basar, they're allowed to be oker adin d'oraisa. Rashi points out, this is important, Rashi's formulation, Rabbi Chanan Wasserman has a lot to say about this in the Kovetz Haaretz. Rashi's formulation is as follows. Sheval tase lav akiri. It's not even considered as if you're being oker the din d'oraisa. Kigon, Achilas basar asehi. Achilas basar is mitzvah asehi. V'amar rabbanan sheva al tase. Sheva al tochal. Sit and don't eat. La v'akira biyadayimu. You're not being oker the mitzvah biyadayim. They're just saying sit and don't do it. They're not telling you to do something that is the converse of the Torah. They're just saying sit and don't do anything. That's not called a real akira. Ela memein lahima akra. It only becomes oker ne'keres memeila. Avot truma, but the case of truma, dekamar lo asav lo klum, umafkes lo lechulin akira mamishi. But when it comes to truma, the chacham say the tashlumin is not a valid tashlumin. So then they're taking the truma and they're being mevatalit bekum vaasei, changing the status of the truma from a truma that really, ostensibly on a level of daraisa, is a valid tashlumin, and they're turning into chulin. So that we would say goes further than the adin of yesh koch b'yachacham lakadover min haTorah b'shev al tasa. That is closer kum to kum vaseh. Going on to Amud Beis, Amar Lei, Chizda says to Rabba, boy la suvach, I originally had intended to ask you a bunch of rayas that seem to indicate that the chachamim have the ability to be oker something min haTorah from the following above cases. And we're going to go slowly and describe all of these cases because Rashi goes slowly and describes all these cases. Arel, says Rashi, Arel domer b'psachim ha-porish min ha-arla ki-porish min ha-kever. The Gemara in Tzadi Beis Amid Aleph has a fascinating rule, and that is that if a person undergoes mila, it's considered as if they were removed themselves from a kever, and the gershin is gar erev ha-pesach ein shochten olav. Therefore, if a ger undergoes mila on erev pesach, he can't do shchita. Va'amer b'gemara time of the Beis Hillel, the reason Beis Hillel is gzeres shema yitma l'shana haba. We're afraid that he's going to become Tame, Tumas Meis, and he's going to think, ah, oh, that's fine, I just go to the mikveh that day and I'm going to be fine. Alma mishum gzera derabbanim at mevatlinon leimi pesach. So we see a gzera derabbanim causes the guy who became a Jew on Erev Pesach to be batel from the Karan Pesach, because this is a gzera midrabanan. This is not a din d'oraisa. Haporish mina arla kiporish mina kever. It's a gzera midrabanan, and that caused him not to bring the Karan Pesach. Similarly, hazah, the sprinkling of the paraduma is shvus. It's a gzera midrabanan that you cannot do it because it appears as if you're being mitaken a person on Shabbos. So in such a case, if it's on Shabbos, v'omedes b'fnei ha-pesach, and he wants to undergo the process of tara for Karim Pesach, u'mivat l'aso, tamrina hazo shvus, ve'eina doche Shabbos. It's a shvus, and therefore the hazo is not doche Shabbos. Again, being mevatel dini carbon, the Karim Pesach. V'izemel, if a person forgot to bring the knife of the mila, he cannot, says Rashi, v'izemel gabi mila, amar rabbanan kuf lamid amar beiz, amasecha shabbos, emi v'inoy se derech gargoyz v'karfifios, v'otza didu mid rabbanan. Taking it on the roofs is mid rabbanan, described in the Mishnayis in Erevin, u'mei akra mila bezmana, and if you didn't set up the knife beforehand, then you cannot do the mitzvah d'arais of mila on the child on the eighth day. Sadin b'tzitzis, if you have a wool beged and linen tzitzis, so then, the midaraisa shari minatari, there is no problem. Dechsiv lo silba shatnes, even though it's shatnes, the Torah says lo silba shatnes, but immediately after it says avagdilim tasalicha. So minatari, it's not a problem, even though you're wearing shatnes. Because rabbanon, and the rabbanon made exer mishum ksus laila, that we're afraid that if a person is going to wear it during the day, they're going to wear it at night, shepater minatzitzis, that at night, it's potter from tzitzis. Favi klaim shlob makom mitzvah. They tell you don't put it on even in the day. So they're oker the din d'oraisa because of the concern of the drabban. V'kivsei atzeres, says Rashi, I'm not sure what that is. Loi kibalti miraboisei. What a lesson. Rashi says, I don't have a tradition from my rabbeim. That's the first thing to say. If you don't have a tradition from your Rebbeim, you say, I don't have a tradition. I think what it means is the following, says Rashi, on Daf Chaf Amabez. We have, if you have the lambs of Shavuos that are slaughtered shalolishma, the carbon is kosher, but you're not yotzei the mitzvah, rein kishlam the alma. It's considered like a general shlamim. If it turns out that Shabbos fell out on Shavuos, v'nitna Shabbos litchos etzel lishman, and the halachi is that you could bring this carbon lishma. V'tazeh v'shagah b'shalol lishman lo yizrok. But if it was bought shalol lishman, even though the carbon is kosher, then we don't have him sprinkle the blood, even though minat Torah it's going to be acceptable. What's the problem with sprinkling the blood? Says Rashi, to shvus ba'alma. V'ahacha, says Rashi, the zrika b'shabbos shvus ba'alma u'kidashanin and hasam shani shvus to Shabbos uktani lo yizrok. But you still can't do the zrika because it's a gzera midrabanan, because it appears as if you're being misaken the carbon, and therefore midrabanan you're not allowed to do the zrika, and you're causing that the meat not to be eaten for these kivsei atzeres of which have turned into a shlamim. Vishofar, a famous case of shofar is that on Shabbos we don't blow the shofar, v'lulav, and on Shabbos we don't take the lulav, even in the Migdash. Excuse me, even if the first day of Sukkot falls out on Shabbos, where Oker the Din Daraisa, the Migdash, they had a special system on Shabbos that's discussed in the Mishnayos over there. Even when the first day of Shabbos, of Sukkot is Shabbos, where the mitzvah is Daraisa, we say that you don't take the lulav. Hashta Deshan Islan, and now that you've given me the answer on the bottom of Tzadi Amabez, Sheval Tasa Lo Ma'akir, that Sheval Tasa you're not Oker, Hakuli Nami Sheval Tasa. And in all these above cases are not saying to be Oker Dinda Raisa Bikum Vase, but rather B'Sheval Tasa. There is an important Tosus over here, which Rav Elchanan in that piece made famous, but we'll keep the famous part of Rav Elchanan from the Rashi that we saw on the bottom of Tzadi Amabez, where Rashi says that it's not really even an Akira Daraisa when you're doing B'Shev Al Tasa. Tashran, we continue four lines on top on Tzadi Amabez, Elov Tishmon, that the Torah Kedosha says that you're supposed to listen to the Rabbanon and a Navi, Navi Mikir Becha Me'achecha Kamoini, Yakum l'cha Hashem l'kecha ilov tishmon. Moshe Rabbeinu says, "There'll be a navi like me, and you should listen to them." Afilo l'cha avor alachas mikol mitzvah shebeteira. Even if the navi tells you to violate a din daraisa gagon Eliyahu bar Karmel, hakol l'fisha shamalo. If it's for a particular period of time and not for an ever, then you listen to him. So what do we see? We see that a navi has the ability to be oker a din daraisa. Even Bekum Vaseh, in the case of Elio, he told them to bring a carbon outside of the Beis HaMikdash. So, answers the Gemara, Shani Yasim Dichsiv Elov Tishmon. Because he's telling you, Moshe Rabbeinu, that you should listen to this Navi even if it's Bekum Vaseh. V'ligmar Minei, why don't we learn from there when it comes to all Dina Durabanan? Answers the Gemara, Migdar Milsa Shani, to make a Geder and Takana, in order to save Klal Yisrael, explains Rashi, from serving Avodah Zarah, then in such a case, they could do it. The Navi, but the Rabbanan cannot do it if it's not Lasos Geder Vitakona. The Mefarshim emphasized that it's a Migdar Milsa Lefi Sha'a, that at this particular time, it was necessary to save Klal Yisrael. In contrast to all the other cases, those are cases that go on forever. The Chazal made of Takana, Shofar and Lulav, that continue even to this day. So there, their power is only B'Shev Al Tasa. But Lihagdir Milsa, Lefi Shah, is going to be Mutter for the Chachamim, or Navi to do, if it's Lefi Shah. Taisus asks a very good question. The whole premise of our Gemara is to equate the Navi of Eliyahu to the Dindarabanan, but there was a Nevuah that said that they have to bring the kachim b'chutz. What does that have to do with the takana midrabanan? See Tosfos, and that brings up some very, very important points about the power of the Rabbanan and the relationship between the power of the Rabbanan and Nevuah. Let's Be'ezer Hashem Kidney. Let's Tosafot Dibur Maaseh L'Gomer. Says the Gemara, Toshma, I'll come to bring you another proof that the Chum have the ability to be Oker Din D'Oraisa. And now we're going to try to even proof on a level of Kum Va'aseh. Batlo Mevutal. This is a case in which a husband that sends a get to his wife, Minat Torah, even after he sent the shliach, as long as it didn't reach the hand of the woman, he could be mevatel. Divrei Rebbe. Reb Shimon Gamliel Omer, Eini Yachol Lo Levatel Velo Lehosef Al Tano. Reb Shimon Gamliel says that there was a takana that was made that he cannot be mevatel. Im Kain. Makoch Bezdin Yafe. There was a takana that was made that you're not supposed to be mevatel the get once you've given it to the shliach, and therefore, if we don't say that the get is mevatel, this is not mevatel, despite the fact that the pure halacha is like Rebbe that says that the get is nullified, makach bezin yafe. So, what does Reb Shimon Gamliel say? That the takana that was made by his grandfather, Rebbe Gamliel, that the get is, you're not supposed to be mevatel, Bezin's going to back it up and say, even if you're mevatel, it's not a valid bittel. V'ahacha de medaraisa batel get. But here, in the case of Reb Shimon Gamliel, the get is batel, as Rebbe had suggested. And what is the rationale of Reb Shimon Gamliel? Mishum makof bezin yefek, sharina eishes ish la'alma. So this woman is now not really divorced. And we're going to say that it's a valid uprooting of the get. Comes along the Rabbanon, and they introduce, here in Yevamos, Tzadi Amabez is one, Tzadi in general, is one of the most important apim in Shas. Man de Mekadesh, Adai to the Rabbanon Mekadesh. The reason they have the ability when it comes to Kedushin to do this, is because every time you're Mekadesh, you're being Mekadesh on the condition that the Rabbanon agree. Vafkinu Rabbanon le Kedushin, and the Rabbanon uprooted the Kedushin. Asks the Gemara a famous question that it asks in a couple of other places in Shas, on Ksubis and Daf Gimel. Amar le Ravina le Rav Ashi, ha tenech de Kaddish b'kasba. I understand that when it comes to Kedushay Kesef, that you have the ability to uproot it. According to some Rishonim, it's based on the idea of Hefker Bezen Hefker that we saw on the bottom of Peites Amibayis when it comes to Kedushin. Kaddish be a ma'ika le Meimar. But what about in regards to uprooting the Kedushay Bia? Because there, what power do they have? Michael Meimar answers the Gemara, the power that they have is they're uprooting it to the point that they're turning into znus. Shavu Rabbanon lebilas lebilas znus. The Rabbanon have the ability to turn that bia into a bia znus, and it's not considered bias kedushin. Tashma the Gemara contends another raya. Amar Blazer ben Yaakov shemati shebezin makin loinchin shloim in atayra veloy lavar al devrei tayra lasusiyag latayra, that bezin has the ability to beat somebody up even if the person is not violating a din D'oraisa, but even if they want to make offense. There was during the time of the Yevanim that somebody was riding on a horse, and they actually stoned him. Even though that's not really the onesh, because it was only a din d'rabbanan, it's not nisur d'oraisa to ride on a horse. It's a din d'rabbanan, nisur d'rabbanan, exerim d'rabbanan, lest you come to cut off a branch to whip the horse. But the time needed it, and therefore they're allowed to do it. V'shuv ma'isa b'adam echad, shi'tiach b'ishto tachas ha'te'ena, that his wife and he had relations in public, which is considered pritzos. They brought to Bezna, and they gave him Malkus. There is no source in the Torah that says that is the Onish. So we see, they're allowed to change the rules of the Din Doraisa, the Onshim, and give a different type of Onish. Answers the Gemara, Migdar Milsa Shani. This falls into the category of Migdar Milsa. If it was something that was done, Lefi Shah, to protect either Pritzus, and the antithesis of that, the Kedusha of Tznius, or the Kedusha of Shabbos, versus Chilul Shabbos, then the Rabbanon even have a right, Migdar Milsa. Of course, that is similar to the idea that we saw above, in terms of the power of the Navi that we mentioned earlier. But the Navi has the ability, Lahagdir Milsa. Now we go back to our Mishnah. The Lo Zevizeh Mitamin Lo. That's an entirely new topic now. We go back to our Mishnah, Pezayin and Beis, that a woman whose husband goes to Medina Sliyam, and then in such a case, she marries, based on the Eidus of an Eid Echad, and then the dead man comes walking, so then unfortunately she's stuck. She's stuck from the first husband, Velo Lezeh, Velo Lezeh, Mitamin La. She has to go out from both of them,
and they can't be metameher. Minolan asks the Gemara, what's the source of it? Dichsiv kim l'sho'eiro akarev elov. V'amarmar she'eiro zawishto. That the Pasuk says that a kohen is not allowed to be metame himself except for his she'er. Who is a she'er? That is Chazal Darshan, that's his wife. Uksiv lo yitame bal ba'amol le'echalo. Yesh bal she'metame v'yesh bal she'en metame. There is a case, the Torah also says, but there is a Baal that is not metame to his wife. What is that case? Yesh Baal shem metame, yesh Baal shem metame. A case said, metame lishta kshera, vein metame lishta psula. But if his wife is posel to him, so then in such a case, he can't be metame to her. V'lo zev zev zakon b'mitziyasa. He also doesn't have a financial relationship. Both of the husbands, the one that she erroneously married when she thought her original husband is dead, as well as her original husband. Taima mayam rabbonim mitziyas isha lebaila. In general, the Rabbanan say that what a woman finds goes to her husband. That's only because we don't want there to be anger from the husband to the wife, that he's constantly paying her, and everything she picks up, she takes for her own, because the husband has a responsibility to pay for all of her food and many other things. So therefore, the husband generally is entitled to what she finds. However, in this case, there is no problem that there is going to be Eva, because anyhow, we don't want them living together. Since we don't want them to live together, we don't have a problem that there be Eva ve'Eva. U'b'maisiyadeh, we also learned that the husband is no longer entitled to maisiyadeh when she leaves both of those husbands. Taima mayam rabbanan maisiyadeh labayla. In general, the rabbanan say that the maisiyadeh go to the husband. Mishum dekach lemizona, because the husband has to feed her. Hacha kivin demazni Lesla, Maisiyadeh, Lavdi Dei, since he doesn't feed her, so then in such a case, he's not going to get her Maisiyadayim as well. V'lo Mefer Nidareh, the Mishnah says that the husbands can no longer annul her vows, like a husband can normally do in particular circumstances. Time of Mai, what's the rationale for that? Amar Rachmana, Baal Mefer Kedei Shotiskane. The reason why the husband could be Mefer is, let's say she decides, I'm not going to put on any makeup, I'm not going to do this, I'm not going to do that, or I'm going to do that, I'm going to do that, and the husband doesn't want her. He doesn't want her to do those things, and she's going to become disgusting to her. So we give the husband the right to be Mefer Nedarim. Hacha Tiskane V'Tiskane. But over here, we don't mind if she's going to become disgusting to the husband, and even if he's not going to be happy with her Nedarim, at the end of the day, we don't want them to be living with each other. This Be'ezer Hashem concludes a very important daf, Daf Tzadi, in Maseches Yevamos.